Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will resume government formation talks today. There's a focus on housing and on energy. So how likely are we to have a new government in place by the end of this month? Well, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan, is here now, I hope, with all the gossip and the news from these talks. So, Simon Harris, Fionnán says that they're still working towards the 22nd.
Yeah, he says there's a tight timeline. And you have a double barrel difficulty. One is getting your agreement in place between the negotiating teams. Then it goes up, kicks up to the party leaders, and you have to get the independents on board. That's grand. But the ratification process within the two parties is said to be the problem. Fine Gael saying they need anything up to a week to organise a series of regional meetings. That's assuming that the weather abates in the coming fortnight anyway. They're saying you'd need three or four regional meetings, then you have to have votes at those to get the party members to vote on them, and then you count the votes. So all told, they're saying you can't really run that off in less than 6 days, which would mean you need a programme of government by very early next week in order to do that over the course of the following days.
So the party members then have to...
So the party members, and we're talking with... this is small margins here. Fine Gael have a fairly rigged system where the parliamentary party, the TDs and senators, that's the weight that counts in terms of approval of this, similar to election of a party leader. The members only have a quarter of the vote in the electoral college. So it's not a massive obstacle, but it is a process that you need to go through. Fianna Fáil have to do a similar thing, but they are saying they've been able to run it off online previously and have a postal vote, so they can do it that way. So that takes a few days. So they're basically saying, yeah, 22nd is there, but it's doubtful at this stage.
So just looking at the calendar here, if you were to have it all wrapped up by the 22nd, you'd need to have the agreement done sort of by this weekend to give you next week then to get it signed off
and
by
there will
the members.
Be, the talks will continue for the next 3 days. That's grand. The weekend things will slow down inevitably. So then you're coming into Monday or Tuesday of next week, and you need to get everything agreed. You need a physical document, which means everybody has to be agreed on every single thing. And there's just kind of a view that, look, sure, what's the hurry here?
Mm-hmm. So you could take another week.
You could take a week. And there's also the point being made is, right, so you come in 28th, 29th, you have a vote then, government is in place, you have a break then for, there's a bank holiday weekend. You come back after St. Bridget's Day, and then you basically have the junior ministers and the Taoiseach's appointees to the Shannon and things like that to deal with. So by the spring, by the first day of spring, there is a new government in place.
Right.
So is that still within the 8 or 9 week time frame that Simon Harris was talking about yesterday after the election? Yeah, it is.
Okay. So just looking then at what remains outstanding and listening to Kian O'Callaghan from the Social Democrats on Drive Time yesterday saying he felt and the party felt that it was just going to be more of the same in terms of areas like housing where they have a particular interest. So how much new needs to be agreed by those two parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Yeah, so we've seen from A, the fact they've been in government together for the last 5 years, and B, looking at their respective manifestos, that there's not a whole range of topics that they disagree on. There was some minor issues, such as what you do with the Department of Justice, what do you do with infrastructure and transport. Issues like the VAT rate, which Fine Gael were saying they were going to cut in a mini-budget, Fianna Fáil saying, no, can't do that. I have to push it out till later on in the year. It'll drive up household electricity costs. Little things like Fine Gael's trust fund for rich people, where the government was going to top up your savings for your little ones.
The baby fund.
Yeah, the baby fund, where if you had money, you could save it, and government would top it up like an SSIA scheme. So I don't really see that one making it too far past Micheál Martin. So on the policy side, there's a lot of awkward little bits and pieces that they have to sort out. But largely speaking, that comes in under the next phase, which is the portfolios. And if you hone that down, it's what are you doing with the Green Party departments? Mm-hmm. Because that's where the big issues seem to arise. splitting energy and transport, making sure that climate change still has got a major function. There seems to be a view that, that while there was a 2-to-1 split between public transport and roads last time out, there is more money available now. There wasn't sufficient delivery on transport. The transport wasn't getting, ironically, enough of an emphasis to, do you take that out? How do you ensure that infrastructure projects are advanced a lot faster than they were under the previous government? So that all has to be resolved. And also making sure that climate change is not neglected. You can't basically say, oh, we're ignoring climate change now. Then you have in the Department of Children, taking out the housing of asylum seekers and refugees from the Department of Children, where it should never really been in the first place.
Well, that was a mad department. I mean, the list of things that Roderick O'Gorman was responsible for.
Yeah, but if you look at what Roderick O'Gorman was setting out to do 5 years ago, he was looking to end direct provision. Yeah. That was where the country was at that stage. Over the following number of years, the housing crisis got worse and a war broke out in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So he could, and the number of refugees appearing on our doorstep increased dramatically. So he couldn't have foreseen those things. Now it's basically looking at it going, right, what's the reality here? The Department of Justice should be in charge of all of it. So that's reconfiguring of the Department of Children. Likewise, within that, you'd have to say a super junior minister for disabilities coming into that picture as well. There is some crossover there. And then the other one then is the Department of Culture and Tourism. Should tourism come out, go in with enterprise, make it a more business focused sector of the economy, and a bit of reconfiguring there. So there's a lot of what they're talking about, structural change to be made, right, not so much on the policy side, but on how you make sure that the initiatives that you want to undertake are actually delivered within the time frame
and
that you want.
What are you hearing about finance and public expenditure and reform? Because Cian O'Callaghan again was saying you could lump those together and have a senior disability minister, but you have the problem there, don't you, that Fine Gael want one of those portfolios and Fianna Fáil want the other.
Yeah, you still have this difficulty. Once you say the rotating Taoiseach is happening, you then need to make sure that there is a balancing out across the senior ranks of government by making sure that whatever party has got Taoiseach, the other party's got finance, and therefore the other party still wants to have an interest in
the
economic fortunes of the country.
Yeah.
So therefore you're in public expenditure, you both deliver the budget together. It seemed to work relatively well over recent years. However, you'd have to say the Department of Public Expenditure has lost the focus on value for money and delivery of projects that it was supposed to have when it was originally put together by Brendan Howell and Michael Noonan over 14 years ago now. So you can see a bit of emphasis in that regard. I think there'll be some tweaking of public expenditure, but I don't see a situation emerging where basically you have only one Minister for Finance in inverted commas, because you're basically saying that we're handing all of that responsibility to just one party.
Right. So let's talk then about the regional independence and the Healy Rays.
Yeah.
What are they going to be looking for?
Yeah, and you still have to break those two up, because while the regional independents are a definite, almost locked in at this stage, there is still substantial question mark over whether the Healy Ray brothers will be a part of this arrangement. So what we're hearing is that on the table is potentially a senior cabinet ministry for the regional independents and a super junior. But again, those are up for negotiation, and possibly another junior ministry. And then as well as that, each of the individual TDs will have their own list of local constituency items that they will want processed, and they will also have specific interests in national legislation that they will want to see advanced over the course of the 5 years. So while those regional independents are going in together as a collective, they will each have their own shopping list. Then with the Healy Ray brothers, they have their own shopping list for the constituency, which, to be fair to them, they made quite clear before Christmas when they did the initial talks, they were scoping things out, and they said, we'll come back after Christmas with our list of items that we want. There's also a possibility that if they are going to go in, they may as well go the whole hog and seek either a super junior ministry or a junior ministry. Now, there is some doubt being expressed about the sincerity here at this point, whether this is going in with a list of demands that are too high, with a view to not actually making it across the line, and then basically being able to say, well, we tried to go into government, but they wouldn't take us, they wouldn't meet our demands for the people of Kerry, so we've had to stay out. So you'll have to watch that one closely over the coming days.
So we simply don't know.
There is an argument, though. I mean, if you lock them in, you've got 10, 11 independents, then you can afford to lose a couple of people along the way, still have a fairly stable majority if you lock people in with ministerial office, then they tend to be less inclined to walk away over one particular piece of legislation. But obviously, it also comes with its caveats. Is there stability in bringing in independence if individual people can walk on specific issues? Mm-hmm. You don't have the discipline of a party whip. It has both worked in the past and not worked in the past. You can go back to the 80s to the collapse of governments. You can go back to even as recently as 2020. A motion of no confidence in Simon Harris and Michael Lowry and Noel Grealish deciding in January of 2020, listen, the game is up here, lads. This government is over, and their withdrawal of support effectively collapsed that government.
So do we know how far along those talks are with the regional independence and the Healy Rays? Like, have the demands been presented? Have there been discussions around super junior ministries and so on?
We know that there have lists of demands are now in play, and people on government side then have to go through what each individual person is looking for. You then need to sit down in a formal talks arrangement where things like ministries and stuff like that are discussed. So you kind of have your unofficial talks where you're looking through what each mm-hmm. person wants. Is this something easy that's delivered? Is this a difficulty? And then you kick that into more formal talks, similar to the way in which you go through parties. So the manner in which they're handling this, there is a parallel process, but at the same time, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are doing the bulk of the document, and then the regional independents and potentially others will come mm-hmm. in secondary to that. It's not a surprise that the Social Democrats are not calling a halt at this stage. The only surprise is that they lasted this long in the process.
Now, just going back to what the parties will need to decide. So when they're divvying up who's going to be minister for what, we know that geography is a huge concern.
Big one.
It was a big issue the last time out. Remember the Dara Cailleary problem?
Well, they ended up making a complete bags of it. Between Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar, they managed to have no cabinet minister west of the Shannon.
Yeah.
The answer back at the time was, well, how did you manage that, lads? Well, we didn't compare notes, and both thought that the other was going to appoint somebody in that regional area.
But so they're closer now.
They're
the
closer now.
Are closer now.
Simon Harris is talking to Micheál Martin multiple times every day. I presume he asks Micheál, given his views on his age, does he have his hearing aid in? Is he awake at that particular time of the day? And Micheál asks him back, have you the energy to talk to me? I'm sure that's how the conversation starts. But yeah, they talk so much now that there'll be no excuse this time mm-hmm. in terms of geography and gender. There were six female ministers between his full cabinet and junior ministers in the last government. If there are less than that, there will very definitely be a backlash. So there's going to be an issue there, given that three of those female ministers are now gone: Heather Humphreys, Catherine Martin and Pippa Hackett. So the gender will come into play there. Likewise, as you say, with geography, neither party leader will want to get caught out. Now, does that extend to both of them basically saying, well, listen, I've got the Northwest covered off, so therefore you don't need to go there. I've got the Southwest covered off, so you don't need to go there. The Southeast, we'll see, or will they go that far? But ultimately, I think both of them are going to have geographic considerations in mind. And that will negate against certain people. If you are a male junior minister on the east coast of Ireland, your chances of promotion are fairly slim.
Right, okay. So there'll be lots of internal battles over that in the coming weeks. So it should be done and dusted, you reckon, by the 29th?
It should easily be done and dusted by 28, 29. There's no reason to go into that bank holiday weekend. And that's if they even need to go that far. These processes can be truncated. They were able to do it during COVID. They were able to have online meetings and stuff like that. So you'll also have to have the bus stop has to happen at some point. There has to be some major issue where both sides need to take time out and step away and consider their futures and so on. We haven't hit that point either.
Right, we've factored all of that into the timeline as well. Fionn, thanks very much. Fionn Sheehan there from the Irish Independent. Coming up next, we're going to have an update from that state of emergency which has been declared as a result of the wildfires in California. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.